Do you ever hear the thing about Clark Gable with Oregon?
No.
Clark Gable was like a notoriously honest dude. So somebody was like asking him like what's it like to be an actor? And he's like, well, it's all kind of hooey, isn't it? I'm just a pretty face. I mean, anybody could do this job. And they were like, the studios were trying to build it up like, oh, you know, it's this glamorous show business thing. And he was just an honest dumbass. So they bought him a ranch in Oregon and were like, go be an outdoorsman. Go have fun. And actively kept him out of Hollywood and away from the press unless he was like at the Oscars. They're like, you fucking dumbass, quit shitting on our industry and go hunt bears or whatever. And he'd be like, all right, that sounds mighty fine. And you just go up to Oregon and hang out in the woods and be like, I guess it's time to do another movie.
Right. But I think we all agree with Clark Gable that Hollywood is a bunch of hooey.
Yeah, it's just you're not supposed to say that in an interview. I mean, nowadays, people have publicists and they're coached, but to hear Clark Gable just be like, oh, it's a bunch of hooey and applesauce, isn't it? Anybody can do what I do.
Dude, that could be another character. Just a guy that uses, like to him, they're like swear words.
You're right.
You know, and he says it all badass. Like,
I mean, pardon my language, but that's a bunch of hooey.
Yeah. What did they used to call blowjobs back then?
They didn't do them, dude. I worked with... I worked with...
No wonder old people are so cranky all the time.
Yeah, I worked with a bunch of older ladies at a photo studio. And one of them was like kind of like a frisky, like picture Blanche from Golden Girls. And I overheard her talking about sex with one of the other ones. And the girl, she couldn't have been older than like 65. And they were talking to each other and they mentioned blowjobs. And then the one was like, what's a blowjob? She whispered in her ear and she was like, oh, I never. Like, she was so just like, like, you got to be kidding me. And she was like, is that real? Like, almost like how we would react to like a Dirty Sanchez. We'd be like, nobody actually does that. That's how she viewed a blowjob. Like, are you kidding me?
So what would they have called it? Like, charming the snake?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, they'd be like, like, the man business goes in the lady business.
In the honeypot.
And that's how you make a baby.
Oh, by the way, this is the Dave podcast.
I figured none of this was usable.
I figure all of it is usable.
These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. Some of them are Davids,
but most of us are Daves.
They all have their own hands, but they come from different moms.
Welcome to Dave, episode 17. This week, a mini-episode with guest Slimer.
We are the Daves he knows, he knows. We are the Daves he knows.
These are the Daves I know, I know.
We are the Daves he knows, he knows.
These are the Daves.
Welcome to Dave. I'm the Green Korean.
Hi, I'm Octopus Caveman.
And we're joined by...
Slimer.
How you doing, man? This will turn things around for you, buddy.
He does have a special announcement that he saved for our show, so I just want to tease it because we want to do it at the end, but...
Okay.
But I'm excited. I think it's going to be a cool thing.
Sweet. Okay. Then we'll do that at the end of the show. And what we're doing this episode is because this month has 5 weeks in it and we're going to run short on server space, we're just going to do a really short, quick episode. Just a little something to get us by till we get to the next month.
This is, you know, you encounter like crackheads on the street and they're just like, man, I just need a hit. Like, they're not even getting high. They just need like $5 and they're like, I'll suck your dick. And they just want like one hit of crack. This is your one hit of crack to chase away the shakes for the week. You get to hear my voice. You get to hear the Green Korean's voice. And you get special guest Slimer just to get you through the week.
Right.
I found something mind-blowing today that I have to share. So I found a website today called cookingwithcum.com. It is the home of semen cuisine. And this guy... Paul Fotenhauer has written not one, but two cookbooks about cooking with semen.
It's called Semenology?
Semenology is what he calls it. So his first book was called Natural Harvest, a collection of semen-based recipes.
Oh my God.
His second one is called Semenology, and it's the Semen Bartender's Handbook. And I watched him mix a drink. He makes a mojito on here, and he just makes a normal mojito and then puts cum in it. That's the recipe.
Wait. Does he already have the cum?
Yes. Like, set the he's sun? Got it in the video, like, whoa, sitting
do you
there.
You have to, like, watch him beat off all the time into the drink.
No, it's full on, like, a pro quality video where he's got his ingredients all measured out, but he actually whips his semen with a little powdered sugar. And at one point, he tastes it, and then he's like, no, needs more sugar.
You guys got to get him on the show.
Oh, man. I really don't want to get him on the show. So, anyway, that blew my mind. So, I continued to do some research. And I remembered a website that I had found years ago as a teenager, and it blew my fucking mind then, and it will blow my mind now. And this is a long roundabout way to get to a poem, but there's a website called idrinkmyself.com.
Oh, man, I remember this.
Yes, here's the headline from that website. We are a brotherhood of men who share the common bond of self-swallowing. The time has come to cast aside shame and secrecy and celebrate this act of self-love. Here are our stories. I drink myself. I savor the essence of myself, this sap of my man root, this nectar of my loins. Oh, how my heart leaps when I see it spill forth. I am a fount of mighty force, a gusher, a geyser, my precious seed exploding, always upward and outward. Spurt and spurt, always the surging and spurting. If a drop fall on the ground, let it also nourish the grass. I cannot be selfish. I hold enough to fill rivers and seas. For all men are brothers, and brothers are all who drink of themselves.
Holy shit.
Can you fucking believe that website? But yeah, it's a fucked up website, and don't go to it, but that poem is weirdly good for a website devoted to eating your own semen.
It, like, the beginning of it, I could almost imagine, like, Michael Gira from Swans.
Like, singing. Yes, exactly. What's crazy is, as a kid, like, when I found that website and I was like, Slimer, you got to fucking check this out. It was like, I found a website about eating your own cum, and you're like, oh, that's mind blowing. Now I could be like, I found a website about eating your own cum, and somebody would be like, which one? That's a legitimate question now. There are multiple websites devoted to that.
That's crazy.
I mean, I thought that was a strange thing, but it's probably morphed into now where I would probably be made fun of for not. Like, oh, you don't? Like, fucking all the cool kids do it?
Sorry, dude. This topic just grosses me out.
The thing that's nuts to me is that the pornography that exists on the internet today was invented by people who, like, the most extreme thing they saw was a penthouse. And they came up with all of these messed up fetishes. This new generation of kids, they're getting creative because they're growing up watching clown porn. I grew up spanking to a JCPenney like catalog.
Dude, it was so hard to find clown porn in high school.
It didn't exist. You had to make it yourself. These new kids are going to be messed up, dude.
The kids are messed up.
Yeah.
They're saying, like, I just read an article where I saw a headline, and it was some kind of headline that said that it's harder for young adults to get excited because they've seen so much on the internet, they can't perform when they actually have to have sex because they need that crazy, extreme stuff that they've been watching.
Yes, the average age of somebody who has erectile dysfunction, 26.
Right, yeah. That was an article that came out sometime over the weekend. I, like, saw the headline, and I just kind of just quickly read the byline, but it was like, wow, that's okay, makes sense, but that's sad.
Well, yeah, and you know, thanks to FetLife and stuff like that, what you're into sexually is now a fucking D&D character sheet. You've got your specialties. You've got everything. Like, FetLife, it's, like, so many choices and some of these things you've never even heard of, but when it's gotten so specific – how are you going to find a fellow furry who's also into brother-sister roleplay and face farts?
Oh, man.
It's really so nuts. Like, what happened to just, like, meeting people and just, like, getting weird and having fun together?
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Well, a lot of it, too, is, I mean, it's a lot more commonplace, you know, to, like, well, I mean, especially if you have a podcast or something, it makes sense to do social networking.
Yeah.
I myself don't do it, but most people...
You might as well be dead, man.
Right. Most people I know met their spouses on, say, OkCupid or Facebook or something like that. And I don't know. I don't think it's as weird as I used to think it was, but it's still something that I don't really ever see myself being able to do.
Like, by the way,
so foreign to me.
Slimer, the Green Korean and I planned this. I've got a special gift for you. I've here is your official old man card. We're just bitching about kids on the internet now, officially. We're like, stay off our lawn. But now it's just like, you fucking kids with your zombie porn and weirdo shit.
Why don't you go eat some semen?
That's going to be an insult one day. My grandkids are going to be like, Grandpa, you don't even eat your own semen.
I think a book about semenology thinking, like, if you were to write a book on semenology thinking that you're talking about Scientology. Like, just kind of getting them confused.
Tom Cruise, notable semenologist. Yeah.
Oh, we're getting sued for that. Because we know Tom Cruise is litigious. Just kidding, Tom. Just joking around, buddy. You're the best.
Oh, I fucking love Tom Cruise, man. I will see a movie if Tom Cruise is in it, because that dude knows how to pick them.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he does. He does make good movies. I mean, but he just kind of lost everybody when he did the sofa jump on Oprah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird when you watch it. Even looking back on it, it's a strange thing. I just watched that recently, and I was just like, it's totally bizarre.
Well, it's because he came off as so manic.
Yes.
Like, I never saw that.
And he tried to talk it down. Like, I think everybody would have been cool with it if he came out and said, you know what, I have some bouts of manic bouts, and I'm down on medication for that. Cool. But then he went on Matt Lauer and tried to defend it. And that and Scientology, and people just kind of went, no, I could do without Tom Cruise movies. And so, I mean, he's still a movie star, but, like, people don't rush out to see his movies like they used to.
I do. Tom, I'll see everything you're in. I know you're a big Dave fan.
No, he makes good movies. Don't get me wrong. His movies are entertaining as fuck. But I think a lot of the people just kind of went, this guy's a weirdo, eh? He's kind of crazy. Like, we got to stay away from his movies. You know, and so that's why his movies don't do box office anymore.
You know who's got the best excuse was Charlie Sheen. Because he was like, yeah. You guys, you remember when I went all crazy for a little while? It was AIDS. I've got AIDS, and I was bummed out, and it made me crazy. And we're like, all right, dude. Good luck with that, Chuck. Fuck.
Yeah, damn. But he kind of owned it, right?
Yeah, I'll bet Chuck Lorre was even like, isn't that the dude he fought with on Two and a Half Men?
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet he was even just like, oh, fuck, if I would have known, like, ugh. Good luck, Charlie. I'll bet he sent an email.
So... let's get into some, we got a little bit of Dave news, just so we stay on track with Dave, but I got a little bit of, like, Vegas stuff from the past weekend, because I did a back-to-back weekends in Vegas, which I don't recommend for anybody.
Ever. Even people that live there. Get out of there. Go to Barstow for the weekend. It's nice.
Because I'm just a wreck. That's why I'm so quiet this episode, because I'm still recovering from, and we did 4 days in Vegas this time, and which is way too much for any human.
Yes.
But one of the funny things that did happen in Vegas is, okay, so we got in on Thursday, and the wife and I hung out Thursday, and we did partied with the relatives who came in on Friday for my brother's wedding. Saturday, we partied. Sunday, my parents, old school Catholics, needed me to take them to church.
In Vegas. Oh.
And they wanted to go to 8 a.m. Mass.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't go to bed till like 2:30, 3 o'clock Saturday night. So I had to get my ass up at like 6:30, 7 o'clock to take them to Mass. Which, by the way, when I called them that morning, they said, no, you know, we decided we're going to go to 10 o'clock Mass.
See, I'm glad I didn't do this, but when we were in Vegas last weekend, I almost asked you to take me to Mass on Sunday. Legitimately.
If that were the case, dude, I would have been like, dude, you're Ubering your ass to church.
See, and that was the thing. I was like, I'm going to look like such a dick if I'm like, sorry, guys, can't hang out. I'm going to, you know. And then, but I did feel bad about it. I got home and I was like, fuck, like, I'm being a shitty Catholic. That's not.
Really?
Jeans in the church.
I wish.
You're still going to Mass? Are you really?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm not a great Catholic.
Yeah.
But I consider myself a Christian.
Yeah.
And that's the brand of worship that I like, because I feel like I'm going to like an ancient ceremony. It feels much more like worship than fucking rock and roll and like grape juice and shit. You know, like I like the pomp and circumstance of a Mass.
So you're still going to Mass on Sundays?
I do, yeah. When I have my son, we go to Mass together. Sometimes we'll just hit like a Christian church because he hates Mass.
Yeah.
But when I go on my own, I just go to Mass.
Wow, man, that's good on you.
I mean, I guess you guys are going to judge me for my Christianity here, but yeah.
Who the fuck is judging you? I just said good on you, man. That's awesome. No,
I'm judging him.
I think it's important. Yeah,
me too, a little bit.
It's important to, it helps me feel thankful and stay on track with trying to be a good person.
Yeah.
So, you know, opiate of the masses or no, I have faith and it helps me in my life. And I feel like a better person when I go to Mass instead of just sleeping in and sleeping off a hangover. Yeah. Right. Sitting around eating my own semen. That's no way to spend a Sunday.
Right.
God is watching.
Well, here's what sucked for me is first of all, not only having to take my folks to church, but they needed to go to Korean Mass.
Oh, sweet.
So I had to like drive a good 20 minutes outside of the city to take them to Korean Jesus.
Dude, Koreans and Vietnamese are responsible for like all of the priests now. Like back in the day, the old trope was like, oh, the Irish priest and all that. And like, oh, those are the creepy, rapey ones. Like I like me, like the nice Vietnamese priest who's just like, welcome to Vietnamese, not, you know, like. Koreans and Vietnamese are like all the priests now.
Right.
It's so rare to see like a white priest. You know what I've never seen? Black priest.
I haven't either.
I've never seen a black priest, and that
me neither. I've seen plenty of black ministers, but not a black priest.
No. Black people aren't down with the Catholicism, I guess.
Huh.
I mean, I've seen black Catholics. That exists, but never seen a black priest.
That's weird.
By the way, these are like amazing metal band names. If you have a metal band,
totally, yeah, yeah.
Black Priest is good. Black Catholic is good.
Yeah.
Semen Eater is good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think Black Priest are a couple guys who broke off of Judas Priest.
Yes. It's some members from Judas Priest and then some members from Living Color.
Or the lead singer from Living Color, a couple guys from Black Sabbath, a couple guys from Judas Priest, Black Priest.
I'm James Hatton.
I'm Podcast Rob.
And we're from the Something Something Cast. You can find us on Stitcher, iTunes, or Google Play Music.
Also, you can find us on somethingcast.com, on Twitter, at STSTcast, and also hashtag Podern Family, where all fine podcasts can be found. Hey, Hatton.
Yeah, Rob.
You know what today is?
No. What is today?
Today is the Dave we cut a promo for Green Korean and Octopus Caveman's podcast, The Dave Podcast.
Oh, shit. Is that to Dave?
It is indeed. You know, in this Dave and age of podcasting, it can be hard to find your own niche.
Yeah, but these guys spent Dave after Dave working their creative muscles to stand apart from every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Yep, and it shows. I could listen to these guys all Dave, every Dave.
Any Dave. They're waiting for us to wrap up, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're probably wondering if we're just going to sit here and ramble all damn Dave.
I see what you did there.
You know what? Like, whenever I get down, like, here's one for you, Slimer. You're in a bad mood. Whenever you get down, just think about the fact that Wally Shawn gets pussy. It's inconceivable. Like, that guy gets laid.
I would bet that he has a gorgeous wife.
I mean, let's not go too far, dude. But, he's a short, bald man who's, like, maybe a 2. He's pretty low on the handsomeness scale.
Yeah.
He has a lisp.
What are you trying to say?
No, I'm... You're a short man, but you're not... You're high on the handsomeness scale. You're like a pocket-sized Robert Patrick or Hardwick.
I prefer fun size.
When I saw At Midnight... Better figure. But, dude, when I saw At Midnight and I saw Hardwick come out, I was like, oh, that's Slimer. Like, you could be a double for Hardwick.
What if Hardwick? I start a podcast pretending to be him?
Oh, that's good. That's good. So he does the Nerdist. You could be, like, the Jockist and just, like, shit on nerd things. And be like,
but you know who I think he sounds like? Slimer, I feel like you sound like Randall from Clerks.
A little bit, yeah. I want to hear all the porn titles.
Yeah, let's pull that up. Read those off.
Yeah, we'll get the script.
All right, let me see if I can find it.
I'm telling you, dude, you are his voice doppelganger. Like, if ever there needs to be any ADR done for the next Kevin Smith movie, seriously, you could do Jeff Anderson.
Well, dude, it's funny because some of my coworkers have, like, said, like, your work habits are similar to Randall's.
Oh, I found it.
Okay, cool.
Starting at the top.
All right. Yes, hello. This is RST Video calling. Customer number 435029. I'd like to place an order. I need one of each of the following tapes. Whisper in the Wind, To Each His Own, Put It Where It Doesn't Belong, My Pipes Need Cleaning, All Tit Fucking Volume 8, I Need Your Cock, Ass Worshipping Rim Jobbers, My Cunt and 8 Shafts, Come Clean, Come Gargling Naked Sluts, Come Buns 3, Coming in a Sock, Come on Eileen, Huge Black Cocks with Pearly White Cum, Slam It Up My Two Loose Ass.
We couldn't hold it together for the whole thing. It's pretty fucking spot on, man. It's funny.
Ass Blasters in Outer Space, Girls Who Crave Cock, Girls Who Crave Cunt, Pink Pussy Lips, and All Holes Filled with Hard Cock. Oh, and what was the name of that movie?
Happy Scrappy Hero Pup.
And a copy of Happy Scrappy the Hero Pup. Okay, thanks.
Dude, I'm telling you, that's spot on.
Some of them were pretty funny.
All right, we're building your dating profile, so a voice like Randall and a face like Hardwick.
Come on, bitches, and suck on this hard dick.
Are we rapping?
I got Dave News if you want to do a little bit of Dave News.
Yeah, let's do some Dave News, and then I think we've got our announcement from Slimer, and that'll probably be a good short ep.
So, all right, let's do a little bit of Dave News.
And now it's time for Dave's in the News.
This is a great callback for our buddies at Dave the Podcast. Extinct microlion is named for Sir David Attenborough. Paleontologists at the University of New South Wales, Australia, say they have identified a tiny new species of marsupial lion that lived around 18 million years ago. If you believe in evolution, which I don't, murmur. No. The extinct squirrel-sized animal weighed 1.3 pounds, very likely lived in trees, and had teeth that suggest it was capable of ripping apart other small creatures with its molars.
Holy shit! A squirrel-sized lion?
Yes, a little squirrel-sized lion, and they have named it the Attenboroughi in honor of Sir David Attenborough. Microleo Attenboroughi, which sounds delicious.
God, that makes me want to work harder because I want to get something named after me.
Yes, but what would you want named after you? That's a good thing to talk about.
Oh, shit. I don't know, like a sex move?
See, well, there's already the Green Korean sex move. Thanks I'm to our done. Buddies over at Afterburn 739.
Right, I'm done. I've arrived.
Yeah, you have arrived. The octopus caveman sounds like a really fucked up sex move.
Yeah.
The other day I was talking to somebody.
It sounds like you might go to jail.
Like, I've been surrounding myself with people who just know me as octopus caveman. They call me OC, and it feels normal. But I met somebody new the other day, and they were like, that's a fucking weird, super weird name. And they were like, where does that come from? And it just came to my head. I've got 8 arms to hold you and 0 inhibitions. And they're like, that's super fucked up, dude. And I was like, yes, that is. I'm sorry I said that.
but that's going to be like some rough sex, the octopus caveman. And it's just going to be all grabby, like just hands, feet, everything's involved. Like you gotta work hard to make it seem like there are 8 arms involved.
The octopus
what
caveman.
What if there are 8 arms involved?
Yes.
So we're talking about 4 people. It takes 4 people to pull off, or 5. You need 5 people involved to pull off the octopus caveman.
No, dude, yeah, the octopus caveman, I mean, this is a friendly podcast here. We're open to all genders, all races.
Right.
I will feel you up regardless of what you got between your legs, and I will not judge until after. And then I'll tell you if you're fun size or not.
Right. Or maybe just 4 people, because I want to get involved too. So I'm like touching myself. Then you got 3 more people.
See?
that way you got 8 arms.
Access granted.
I'm Matt.
This is Joe.
And I'm Becky.
And we host Pre-Recorded Live, a weekly podcast where we goof off and geek out about nerdy news, movies, video games, and whatever else we feel like talking about.
So check us out at Pre-Rec Live on Twitter,
facebook.com/prereclive, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or your favorite podcasting app.
I didn't get a second line. I feel like I should say something. All my butt hair fell out. It's kind of nice.
I love it when white people say that a black guy is so eloquent. Everybody said that about Obama, and it was like, you mean he doesn't sound black, right? So yeah. That's what you mean.
No, he's an eloquent speaker. He just, in fact, whether he was black or... But people spun it that way. No, people talked
about... I'm going to say something, and I'm going to draw it out right now, and then here you go. That's what I said.
No, Obama is an eloquent speaker, and I think people were remarking to that, especially like when you came across like a fucking dumb shit like George Bush.
I mean, Obama is the most eloquent of the last 20 years, but I'd take Reagan any day in the speaking category.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me try this real quick. Yes, hello. This is RST Video. I need...
Yes.
I need one of each of the following. Tit fucking volume 8. I need your cock, ass worshiping rim jobbers, cum gargling naked, cum buns 3. Coming in a sock.
Okay, my... All right, my Dave news story. And this came to us from TVGuide.com. And it says...
That's a fucking site?
Yeah, that's a website.
Oh my God, those poor bastards.
Well, why wouldn't they have a website?
They've been downgraded from being in everybody's home to just being a website that you go to. You're the only person I know that's going there.
I didn't even know they had a website.
Just me and Melissa and Josh.
That's it.
All right, so TV Guide reports Gotham executive producers made waves at the Television Critics Association fall previews last month when they announced that Bruce Wayne, played by David Mazouz, would be turning into a playboy in season 3. Fans quickly took to social media to express their dismay and concern that Gotham's version of Bruce Wayne, who's still in his mid-teens, was too young for that kind of storyline. And it just goes on and on about, you know, Bruce Wayne starting to become a playboy.
No, in the era of like Justin Bieber, you would think people would be like, yeah, that's perfect. Yes, that's how it goes. You're a teenager. Like, look at Rod Stewart's shit for Brain's son. Like, that guy's been in the news since he was like 16 making bad decisions.
Dude, it's basically like what every fucking Aerosmith song has ever been about.
Yes, well,
at least when they were still good.
You know, that's all about statutory rape. Aerosmith is a legacy of statutory rape rock. And then weirdly included their kids, which is weird. But, like, I think it's fine for Bruce Wayne to be, like, a teenage socialite shithead playboy, right?
I don't know, because you'd think of... Well, the way that they describe it, it's like Bruce Wayne is starting to build up that playboy reputation so that way he could hide behind that and really be Batman. So in that sense, that it makes sense, but also it says something about we wanted him to learn how to be a rich kid of Instagram, this sort of ne'er-do-well type character.
My problem is he should not be in Gotham at this point. If he's a teenager, I want him at a temple in Thailand learning the five-finger death punch, you know?
Yeah, well, I guess he must be about 13, 14 at this point on the show.
That's shitty. I want him learning. This is prime years for him to be learning kung fu and crime fighting skills, not hanging out in Gotham. That's why the Nolan one in, you know, Batman Begins works so well, because he's just like, he's gone. We get to see him return to Gotham as like a 20-something-year-old, just like, hey, yeah, I guess I'm back in Gotham for a while.
So I don't know. I don't watch the show. I tried to watch Gotham like a couple of episodes. It didn't really catch on with me, and I never went back to it.
Yeah, fuck Kid Batman.
Yeah.
Should we go into our special announcement?
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, what do you got, man? You got a special announcement.
This is big news.
Well, you know, I've re-entered the single world, and well, I figured...
He was in the multiverse before, now he's back.
So, it's kind of like, I feel maybe I should give something back to the community. And I feel like I want to help people out, you know?
So you have a new cookbook.
Not responsible for that. But I'm going to try some recipes with him later, in all honesty.
Okay, all right.
Well, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a chance. Well, not you guys specifically, but I'm going to give your listeners a chance to buy me dinner.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. First, well, you need a car because my car is very unreliable. I'm going to be selling it on Craigslist very soon. I need the money. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, basically you will come and pick me up and you take me out to dinner. If it's an expensive dinner, maybe you could bring like a cute friend of yours to help you pay for my dinner. And if you play your cards right, I might let you blow me.
Are you putting out?
Like I said, if they're lucky. If they're lucky.
If you play your cards right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that, you know, is like, that, like, I mean.
I'm giving back to the community. You don't have to blow Slimer. You get to. You get to blow Slimer. I'm somebody. I'm on a podcast sometimes.
I'm on a podcast sometimes. It's the best thing to scream at somebody like you're holier than thou. I'm on a podcast sometimes. Yes. Do you know who I am? Peebo Bryson retweeted me, bitch. I am rubbing elbows with the bigwigs. I'm rubbing elbows.
So the announcement is made. Any lucky ladies out there or men who would like to take Slimer out for dinner, he's putting out.
Oh, yeah. No. There's a contest. I don't know how Twitter works. Like, do you just retweet a bunch of shit?
It's basically just dick pics. I mean, it's just
okay. Well,
loads
so
of dick pics.
You retweet as many dick pics
at me at Octopus Caveman
at Octopus.
Send
Caveman.
Me dick pics, and I'll pick my favorite, and the winner gets to blow Slimer.
Holy shit! What an announcement. This might be the best slash worst episode ever.
I imagine you sitting there with like a no fat chicks t-shirt.
Nothing to do with that.
Yeah. I will, when they take me to the restaurant, I'll have that no fat chicks t-shirt.
He's currently wearing the free mustache rides t-shirt. He's that dude.
Really? He's not wearing the t-shirt that has like singe marks all over it that says who farted?
That's what his hat says.
his puffy trucker cap.
Holy shit, dude.
I like cheeseburgers and pizza and metal and Satan.
And twins!
It's either the best episode we've ever done or the worst.
We didn't really plan the announcement out or anything.
It was on you. I thought you were thinking about it.
No.
Holy shit. Well, you did a good job. Improv skills.
What do I ever think about anything?
Never. Cheers, my friend. Tonight, may this be the only day ever and fuck the future because it doesn't exist yet.
All right, so let's call an end to the short Dave. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find Octopus Caveman at Octopus Caveman, and you can follow me at Green Korean 1. All right, so for the Dave Podcast, I'm the Green Korean.
I am Sharktopus Face Jam.
I'm Slamosaurus. Like sands through the hourglass, these are the Daves of our lives.
We are the Daves he knows, he knows. We are the Daves he knows.
These are the Daves I know, I know.
We are the Daves he knows.
These are the days.